Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Lows in the mid-60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Fire departments from Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties were called to a fire at the Packaging Corporation of America on Pine Street in Burlington. The fire was reported about 12:30 this afternoon, with additional units from more than a half dozen area departments requested to report to the scene. No word yet on the extent of the fire. Kenosha fire units were called to the 1600 block of 60th Street for a large shed on fire. Initial reports indicated a nearby house appeared abandoned, but there were vehicles parked near the burning structure. The fire was reported just before 1 o'clock, and the shed was a total loss. An investigator was requested by Incident Command. Just over half of Wisconsin public school districts will receive less general aid from the state for the next school year, according to estimates released today by the State Department of Public Instruction. Although the state budget for the next biennium has not been finalized, the current budget proposal maintains the same level of general school aid as the last fiscal year. That means a 1.9% decrease in state aid for the Kenosha Unified School District and 1.6% for the Burlington Area District. Racine Unified's expected state aid decrease is less than a tenth of a percent. State statute requires DPI to complete an estimate of general school aid by July 1st to allow school districts to estimate their final budgets. The July 1st estimate does not include per pupil categorical aid, which is based on the number of students in each school district. The Racine Common Council's Committee of the Whole heard more about compensation for city employees during a 90-minute presentation by Patrick Glenn of Carlson Dittman Consulting, who explained reasons behind a recommended step-based single salary structure to consolidate all the labor groups and to compete with the private sector. Glenn talked about Racine being in the same boat as many municipalities with a sizable number of long-term employees.
You got about 50% of your workforce age 50 or older. What that tells us, aside from any natural turnover you have, you know, people moving on to better opportunities or whether you have discharge situations, but over the course of the next 10 to 15 years, you can expect that your departments, your human resources staff is going to be spending a great deal of their time hiring. You're going to have the vacancies as people become eligible to retire and make that decision whenever, you know, they so choose.
Jobs would have classifications and grades under the proposal city administration has been asked to create for the council at a future Committee of the Whole meeting. Also mentioned, City Attorney Scott Letney said Local 67, covering DPW and Parks employees, failed to recertify in a recent vote, meaning the group will stop being recognized as such starting in January. City of Racine residents will have to learn to use a cart for their garbage disposal starting this fall, and so will residents in Caledonia, though it's a private contractor handling the village. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
John's Disposal is hoping to begin delivering carts in the coming months. The City of Racine solid waste carts for the semi-automated service, those will be delivered in early September, ahead of the official start of the program on the 18th. Caledonia, like Racine, will require all solid waste to be in the carts. If not, it won't be picked up. Caledonia's bulky waste plan has four free special pickups per year. The plan for the City of Racine is still being developed. John's Disposal also does Caledonia's recycling with carts. And like that program, any special needs locations for solid waste will require residents to contact the company. In the City of Racine, the Public Works Committee still wants to hear from citizens about DPW proposals to have two free pickups on bulky waste per year, three available drop-off sites for those items, and for green waste like grass clippings and or a special pay system, with an additional collection cart for a fee for the grass clippings and garden materials. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
The latest report from the Southeast Wisconsin Professional Baseball Park District, received this week by the Racine County Board, indicates a 0.1% sales tax to pay off the debt for the construction of Miller Park could be retired in 2 to 3 years. According to a letter sent to the county, an independent financial advisor reviewed the district's expenditures and revenues to project the anticipated sunset date for the sales tax. PFM Group noted that the district experienced a 3.2% increase in sales tax revenue during 2016. However, the average increase over the last 10 years has only been about 1.8%. PFM said if historic economic trends and interest rates continue going forward, the sales tax could be retired sometime in either 2019 or 2020. The sales tax is collected in 7 counties in southeast Wisconsin, including Racine. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.